Exercise 26 through 28. After reading Peter's essay arguing that wealthy persons should donate resources to charitable causes, Gorby wrote to Peter for advice on his career choice. He had just finished graduate school and was volunteering for a charity, but he had realized that he could do more good if he worked for a bank and donated most of his earnings to the charity. Gorby also mentioned the possibility of working for the World Bank, but dismissed that option because the damage he believed the bank was doing to the very people he wanted to help. Peter sent a reply suggesting to him the possibility of being an innovator at the World Bank and helping to reform it, and he forgot all about it. Years later, Peter received an email from Gorby. He read that Gorby had joined the World Bank and was working with a team that evaluated the cost-effectiveness of the bank's investments in global health. More specifically, he was managing the section that recommended investments in family planning. As a result of the recommendations his section made, the bank shifted about $400 million from projects that cost $300 for each unwanted birth prevented to projects that cost $50 for the same outcome. Peter thought this budget shift showed that there were very big differences in the cost-effectiveness of different ways of improving the health of people in developing countries. So even with a fixed budget, better choices could make a huge difference. He calculated that what Gorby's section did was equivalent, in the number of unwanted births prevented, to adding $2 billion to the bank's family planning budget. After calculating this, Peter read the rest of the email. Gorby mentioned that he learned that at organizations like the World Bank, one had a very good chance of being in a position to control more money than one could realistically hope to earn by becoming wealthy. Moreover, he said, there was less competition for positions in such institutions than there was for high-earning jobs in the private sector, so one did not have to be exceptionally talented or work 70-hour weeks in order to reach a level at which one could make a real difference.